This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 79% off plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hayabusa. Combat gear created for fighters and fitness practitioners at all levels. Save 10% off with code MAD. Purity Coffee. Organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 764.
764.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's nambin' in?
Well, I want to talk Bears for a second. They're in training camp. Shit's going down.
Uh-oh.
Caleb's the best quarterback in the history of quarterbacks.
Damn right.
We're going to win the Super Bowl because the Bears.
Yeah, I was thinking about betting on them. Should I bet a Super Bowl?
To win
Bowl
the
bet?
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What are the odds? I don't even know.
It's probably not as great as they were before, but no. I think a lot of the sports agencies like the ESPNs and whatnot are not predicting the Bears to win the division. Like,
really?
They have them like, I think Detroit, Green Bay, and then us, and then the Vikings, something like that. I'm like, are you fucking crazy?
Well, I think we are in the most difficult division. So there is,
yeah,
that.
100%. But we won last year. So how are we not? I could see maybe put us at two, but three is disrespectful. But that's probably good for them, right?
Motivation.
Yeah. And I think they said Caleb came in 10, 15 pounds lighter this year. He looks fast. Loveland looks impressive. Unfortunately, our veteran safety that we just paid a shit ton of money, he got injured today, I think. He said that he'll be out 8 to 10 weeks, so he might miss 1, 2, or 3 games. We're not sure. But I thought I read that they were going to have a preseason game. I don't know if it's this Thursday or next.
Okay.
And I don't think Caleb's going to play at all.
He shouldn't. Don't let him play any of these games.
You don't want our guys to get injured. I think he only plays like the last one for maybe a quarter or a half, which is fine. Let's see some of the younger guys, how they're doing. And I'm excited for this year. Should we start predicting records already?
For Bears?
Yeah. Are they playing 18 games this season, or is it 17? I don't remember if they upped it.
I thought they upped it to 18, but I could be wrong.
Maybe they upped it. Let's just call it 18.
We're going to have 11 wins is my prediction. And I think we're going to be in... the championship, but not the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think we're going to get all the way there, but not the Super Bowl. So that's my prediction.
Yeah.
I think we're going to come up just short, but it's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. I think we're going to have blowout games, not these fucking bizarro. We're losing. We're dying. I fucking hate the Bears. It's third quarter. I'm ready to turn it off. And then the fourth quarter, we're all texting, turn it back on. Turn it
yeah,
back
I'm
on.
Like, I can't. I was just talking about this weekend. I'll say it's 13 wins, but I was just talking about that. Like, it was so stressful watching at least half of the games. I'm like, I can't wait till the last play of the game to feel good. Like, you guys are fucking killing me. Like, yes. let's blow some of these fuckers out of the water so I can really enjoy it. Cause I like when we're up by like 2 touchdowns, then you get a little sense of security. I'm like, this feels good. Like, let's just keep fucking running it up on these bitches. And just beat Green Bay every fucking time, because the thing that was very satisfying is like all those Green Bay videos of like the guys watching the games and then the Bears are destroying them and they're like crying like, I can't believe it, they're losing their shit. Those tears are so delicious. That's my favorite thing.
Save your tears for another day.
Yeah, for this season.
Yeah.
Because who is it they signed? The Packers signed like that defensive guy
Oh,
that
from
got fucking
Dallas.
injured. Yeah.
Mike Parsons. Mike
Yep.
Parsons. Yeah.
I think he's still fucking injured. Like, I think
Is he
he's gonna
really? I
miss.
haven't been keeping track of it.
Yeah, I think he's gonna miss a handful of games to
Oh, good.
start.
That's good for us.
And maybe he comes back in November, if I remember, if I recollect. So, yeah, it's all positive. It's just, again, it depends on do we have a defensive line or not? Are we gonna get sacks? It's
Yeah, we
debatable.
full disclosure, while they were still inexpensive, we bought tickets for the Bears versus the Lions in like January at home, which is kind of insane because I think it's going to be
It's gonna be
cold.
cold as fuck, but
But I feel like this year I wanted to invest early in this
yeah.
chaos. So either we're going to be really sad because they're going to suck and it's going to be frozen, or we're going to be happy because it's going to be a hell of a division game. And yeah. So
Yeah, it should be fun.
I need to get one of them coats that has the battery pack.
You need something, man. That just doesn't look super enjoyable. I mean, they should have fucking heated seats and shit. That would be the shit.
Well, the problem is too, like January is hit or miss. It could be icy cold or just kind of chilly, So, but Soldier Field right on the lake there is
Yeah,
a
so he's
little.
usually way colder. I forgot, you get like 10 or 15 degrees colder
Yeah.
and the wind ripping through there.
Yeah.
Because you think of like when they're trying to kick those field goals and like the flags are going this way, now they're going that way. Like I don't know how these guys make the kicks. It's incredible. So that should be fun. Little January bursts.
Hopefully they'll be good and I won't regret this
They
situation.
will be. It's just I think it's gonna be a lot of shootouts, like which is I think more exciting when we have a shit ton of offense. Where it's like 50 to 40 something. Like, those are the games I like. I like the shootouts. But again, I want us to be in the lead so we don't have to worry about this fourth quarter comebacks. I don't remember how many we had, six or seven.
Too
Like,
many.
la it
Six, seven.
was,
I'm
yeah, I
sorry.
can't do
You
that.
did it. Maybe that's the first time on the show.
Might be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's talk a little something. Can I segue to some sort of MMA?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, the rumor around the campfire, Jake Paul was talking about, trying to make MMA happen a long time, and he said that he hasn't, although he has not really trained any MMA, he's going to come back. And have a boxing match later this year, and then he's going to do MMA in 2027, and that's a fact, Jack, is what he says.
Okay.
Do you believe
Well,
this?
I mean, I think he wants to, and it's, I'm going to take one more step back because. With the you're talking about Jake Paul, so MVP and the PFL merged.
Yep.
So now we have this new sports platform. Like MVP is absorbing it. So PFL goes
Yep.
away, comes MVP MMA, led by Jake Paul and some other guy, and then the PFL, whoever was running that, he's gonna be the CEO. So I think Jake was saying he wants to fight. He wants that MMA fight. He wants to fucking do it against Nate Diaz. Why? Like he fucking outweighs him by 50 pounds. I think Jake beats him,
I think he
unfortunately.
probably does. I mean, really, I think he wants to do it because he thinks he can win.
Yeah, well, again, it's like I just handpick all my opponents, and then when I want to get out of line and fight, like. Whoever that boxer was it Anthony Joshua that fucking snapped his jaw?
Yeah.
That was not surprising, but like if you're gonna step to MMA, I think you're weighing like 220. I don't know if he's gonna cut to 205, but test yourself over there. Don't just take the easy fight. I mean, you did test your. I will give, yeah, give him credit for that heavyweight fight. He did test himself.
He
Was
did.
fucking stupid, and broke his jaw. And again, I'm not sure if he's even supposed to be fighting when you have that crazy jaw break.
I'm guessing
So,
not.
yeah, I'm not sure. And then now with this MVP and PFL combined, that means that Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg are in the same league now. And Ronda Rousey says she wants one more fight.
Okay.
And Chris, I forgot, she's got a fight scheduled, and I think that was supposed to be one of her last fights because she still wants to have a fight against Clarissa Shields, who's a boxer,
Okay.
but they can never agree on what promotion, where. So Cyborg's like, I'll fucking fight you open weight in MVP MMA. Just fucking show up. So I'm like, can we do that? Can we do open weight
Yeah.
MMA? I'm like, I like that.
You're
I'd
into
like
that.
that. Ronda Rousey, Chris Cyborg fight. And then some other things they were potentially mentioning was Francis Ngannou versus Rico Verhoeven.
Ooh, I would like to see
Well,
that.
MMA.
Boxing or MMA?
MMA. Like, can we do that?
Oh, I think Ngannou destroys him if it's MMA. You
I
don't think
think
so?
Verhoeven for
You
sure.
think
Like,
so?
remember Verhoeven just fought Usyk in boxing and was like doing very fucking well.
Yeah, I guess Ngannou doesn't
Be
really do the takedown thing, right? So.
a little bit, but I think all you need with Verhoeven, a little bit of takedown defense. I don't even think he needs to really train submissions because fucking Francis isn't gonna go for shit. He might take you down and pound you. So it's like work on takedown defense and how to get it back up. But from a striking standpoint, oof, that's what I want to see. I want to, or just make it a fucking kickboxing match, or you know,
Yeah.
do something cool. But that's a lot of beef, and I'd be excited to see that because I don't know what else they can offer me at this point that I'm like, I want to fucking see that. Like, that's one of
Yeah.
those I want to fucking see. I want to see Cyborg and Rousey still, even though everyone's past their prime. So, be interesting to see. And then we also have that league that Scott Coker's starting. I believe that starts in 2027 too. So,
Okay.
it's actually, I think that's great for all these UFC fighters because we were at that point where I'm like, where do these guys go to make more money? Because it's kind of everything's kind of getting cut off. Like, if you're not a big enough name and jump into like some kind of boxing match with someone, it seemed like that was where guys were getting paid, or top end on the BKFC, people were getting paid.
Yeah, but I feel like they get paid for a little bit and then the whole thing folds, right? So
No, BKFC is okay, like they're still going.
I guess you're right. Yeah, that makes sense.
But
I mean,
it's also like, how much can they be paid? And I just feel like this gives everyone, this is one more Scott Coker, that's two more. BKFC gives you three other options outside of the UFC. And I'm not sure what the strategy is going to be for MVP MMA. Like, are they going to try to pick off UFC fighters now? Oh, Tom Aspinall, you're not happy with your contract. You want to come over here and fucking fight? So we'll see. And then one last thing, real quick, and then we'll do a little sponsor action. So Royce Gracie, he was talking with GSP, and he was giving his Mount Rushmore of MMA.
Yeah.
So he was saying, obviously, he had to pick his father, Helio, first, of course. And he said GSP, Anderson Silva, and John Jones. So, what do you think of that list for?
I mean, that's a pretty fucking good list. Anderson
Yeah, I can't
Silva.
argue with
I
that.
don't know how I argue that. I mean, who would I kick off that list? They were all dominant in different weight classes in different ways for long periods of time.
Yeah, and his father was like the original any place, anytime kind of guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that family creates the sport. So without them, this doesn't exist. Nothing
Right.
exists. So he kind of has to be there in there. So I like it. I think that's a hell of a list. And I can't even put anybody else in there. I don't even know who else I would want in. Like, you
Yeah.
can't take someone out on that. What else did I see? Did you see BJ Penn was trying to run
Oh,
for
yeah, that's one of my
governor?
stories. Yeah, he's run. So,
Let's just
oh my
get the big
God,
guns out of the way real
this
quick.
is running for local office again in Hawaii. I think, you know, he attempted this before, a district one council seat or something like that. And his family thinks he has this disorder, Caprage's delusional syndrome, which is a psychiatric disorder where a person holds a delusion that a friend, spouse, parent, or other family member has been replaced by an identical imposter.
That's
When
right.
I first read this, I was like, no fucking way is this a
No,
thing.
he
It's a
said
thing. It's a form
that.
of psychosis. Like, it's a thing, but
Yeah.
like, very specific thing. So I don't know. I mean, sure. Is he going to win? Probably not, but maybe.
Well, I just want to hear him campaigning again and
Yeah.
hear what the plan is.
I think the plan is domination, and then he's going to get run for office and take out that imposter family member. That's
That's right.
the
I'm gonna
plan.
get all this shit overturned, you
Yeah. That's
motherfuckers.
the
I
plan.
want my mom back. I don't know what you guys did with her, but I'm living across the street. I can see this fucking imposter mom cooking on my grill. Yeah, he's had it tough. Maybe this is how he turns it around, Ingo.
I think it might be.
Speaking of turn around, let's do a little sponsor action.
Yes, sir. When you used nicotine in the past, did you notice that you were having a harder time in the gym or not seeing the results you were looking for? A lot of people use nicotine as a pre-workout, thinking that it will make their workouts or their pump better. The reality is the complete opposite. Nicotine is actually detrimental to your workouts because it is a vasoconstrictor. It narrows your blood vessels and restricts oxygen delivery to muscles, which can directly counteract the bump you want to get out of your
That's
workout.
right. It'll pump you up.
Yeah. That's why I started using Ultra Pouches, and they've been a complete
That's right.
game changer
Bam.
for my workouts and the energy levels. Look at that. Ultra Pouches, baby.
That's right. And 90% of users saw significant improvements in their overall focus levels. It's trusted by top athletes, entrepreneurs, and engineers all around the world. And Ultra is the ultimate guilt-free pouch, delivering instant focus, mental clarity without nicotine or caffeine. New customers can use code LMA, get 15% off at takeultra.com. That's takeultra.com for 15% off with code LMA. And after you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
Yes.
And just
We'd be
like
sending
that.
people places.
That's right. They're going places doing things. What kind of things? Oh, it's like this Conor McGregor. Did you see this?
No. Is he coming back? Is he all healed?
He's doing shit. I don't need to share a sound, but he's out there cranking leg extensions.
No way.
The torn ACL. Apparently, that's okay.
Really?
I didn't know that. I asked Gronk, and they said the leg extension, it's only straining the knee or that tendon like 2 to 4%. It's like minimal, and it's kind of actually encouraged as part of your rehab program.
Huh.
So I didn't know that.
Maybe like no like side-to-side stuff, I'm guessing. Agile,
Yeah.
no explosive move.
Stability stuff.
Yeah.
And also he said his next fight in the UFC that I believe is going to happen sometime next year, said that's going to be his last fight.
Ever.
Yeah. Do you
Okay.
believe it?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think he's gonna, well, maybe he'll fight a different kind of thing, but
Well, he should do the BKFC. I still want
yeah,
to see a fight or two.
that'd be good.
That would blow that company up even more. And see what happens. What else is happening?
Yeah, I want to get your, for us, the hobby is out there doing some cornering, and I want to get your take on this. There was like a submission that happened. And here's old boy tapping, right? And this guy's like, yep, I won. Things are good. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. And here's Firas. He's very angry because he says you held on too long. And there was like a whole scrum and the whole thing got a little crazy. I'm curious, let me just go back again. Does it look to you like he let go right away, or did he hold on a long time?
That's totally fine. He has to hold on until the ref stops him. You don't stop with the tap. Because sometimes the ref doesn't see that and you've let go of the submission and
And
now
then
you're
you, ooh.
fucked and you have to resubmit the guy and win the fight again. So Frost is out of line there. I don't know what he must have had a wrong angle. Been hanging out with BJ Penns too much. Let's see. Did you see this video, Tom Holland hitting pads?
No, I didn't know
He's
he did that.
probably got the best striking that I've seen from a celebrity.
He's doing everything. He plays golf too. He's like a fucking super athlete, apparently.
I don't think there's volume here, so or music. It's a little bit of
Oh,
music in the
he does look
background.
crisp. This is not sped up.
No, this is real speed. But he's a super light guy, so
He's little, yeah, but still.
he's gonna be fast, but I mean, it was popping. It's decent. It's decent.
Yeah, from what I read about the guy, he's like one of those dudes that gets into shit and then he like just goes kind of all balls out with it. And so it's like he plays golf and this and I think he's like one of those eccentric people that can just do that. They get ultra and now he's got all this money and fame, so I think
Yeah.
he can like keep doing that, and that's pretty impressive, I would say. Like he must have been training for a while for that. I don't know if he was a okay, athlete before, like college, high school.
I don't know, but I think you had to definitely get into shape to be
Spidey.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So maybe part of that routine is you start adding in a little boxing, little weights, some other stuff. You're gonna get crisp. And just seeing that just reminded me, there was this other video I just saw of like Jonah Hill,
Yeah, he's
because
ultra skinny.
he was doing jiu-jitsu, and he was talking shit. He's like, yeah, if like any fan comes up to me and saying this is a fat guy from Superbad or whatever that movie was, that I'll fucking kick their ass. I'm like, what are you talking about? You ain't kicking shit.
Yeah, that isn't
Like,
even
what
what
are
it's
you, a
about.
buck 20?
It's a defensive sport.
Right. And I think a lot of people in the jiu-jitsu community were getting irritated because, like, you're a fucking 100% bad representative of like what you're saying
Yeah.
about the sport. Like, it's totally not like that.
Nope.
So I want someone to push him. I want to see him try to
Oh,
test
I think
his
he gets lit
skills.
up. He gets
He
lit
will.
up.
Because I don't know if he weighs what, a buck 30? Because he's super skinny now.
He's like skinny. Yeah, he
Yeah, he
went
looks
from being
gross.
chunky to like being a stick.
Yeah. And does he even act anymore? I'm not up on
I don't know. I
that.
haven't seen him in anything.
But
He
he's
was,
been fat in every movie I saw him.
yeah.
So.
Reinventing himself. Okay, switching gears for one second. Let's
Sure.
go back to 4th of July, not 4th of July, the 250-year freedom card, right?
Yes.
Because they finally released the numbers of what they spent, like what they were in the hole, and apparently they thought that the cost for the whole thing was going to be around 60 million, and then they didn't sell tickets, so there's no gate to be had,
Yeah.
so but it ended up being around 30 million. And it said also in this article that year over year, the UFC's revenue increased almost 30%, from like 119 million to 535 million for the second quarter of 2026.
Jesus
They're just
Christ.
printing fucking money. Like, I don't
Yeah.
know how
Well,
they're doing that.
it's the deal they did with Paramount that's just paying them ungodly sums of money. 'Cause I don't
Yeah.
what was it a year? 750,
For
750 million a
content, yeah,
year?
just ongoing content. It's just
Yeah.
so crazy. Like they're this thing that it must have all these marketing machines hooked to it that are just fucking printing cash. It's
Yeah,
insane.
and I would even argue that they didn't lose 30 million. That was a $30 million investment in marketing for the UFC.
Yeah.
'Cause you know how many people watch that? Like, what was it, what, close to 20 million? And
Yeah.
I don't know what it was on the global scale, if it was like 35, 40 million or something like that.
Yeah.
But fucking everybody was talking about it. Like casuals, people that didn't know anything about the sport. So I would still argue that ad was well worth it. That was your Super Bowl plus, like everyone was talking about. World leaders were talking about it. So, yeah, I don't think they lost anything on that. And did they replace the lawn yet? I don't even know. Like, I haven't heard anything about that at the White
I hear off and
House.
on stuff about the fountain, but I don't know about
Yeah.
the lawn, so.
Yeah. I saw a good sized MMA cage. I always lobbied, like, I thought the lighter weights should have a smaller cage,
Yeah.
but I think this may be the perfect size. I don't know if I can share sound, so I may have to mute this.
Here we go. That's fucking
And
small.
what
Oh
is
my
this?
gosh.
Six by six?
It is so tiny.
Hexagonish? Hexagonish?
What the hell?
There's no room to get away.
There's nowhere to hide.
It's even a better angle.
It's just a slugfest.
Oh my God. Like, I'm surprised the ref can even get in there. And are we just boxing? Because I don't know how you would you even be able to grapple in this?
No, there's no room.
Yeah, I love this. But this is what, oh fuck. This is what those pie weights should be fighting in. Like 135 and under, you fighting this. And the cage scales based on the size of the guys. So
It's
there's
crazy
been
how
some of
close the
that.
ref is to this shit. He's gonna catch a fucking
Yeah,
what
exactly.
the
Like,
hell?
oops. I gotta take one for the team.
Let's see. Hang on. I got a oops. I got a little off the cuff story here. There is a humanoid robot that did you see this? I want to show you. It went fucking bananas. So it starts kicking at workers. First day at work. Here it is. There you see it. It's throwing fucking kicks. Look at it go.
He's a former UFC fighter
This
here.
lady's holding it. He's like, "You want
Dustin
some?
Poirier,
Here,
it's
you
gonna
want
be
some too?" He's
bad.
throwing kicks at everybody. He's doing crazy stuff. I do not think this is AI. I think it's actually real. Not sure if, like, anybody was controlling the damn thing, but it's pretty fucking
I
crazy.
love it. They're taking over in about a year and a half,
You
so
want
just
some? Eat
guarantee.
some of this.
Exactly. And then I saw this guy. I don't know what the backstory on this, but it's got a little Joker vibe of. You know, some people just want to see the world burn.
What is he doing?
He's just teeing off on a partition.
Why?
I don't know.
Is this before the fight?
I don't know. Maybe that's
I
what's
think this
going
is like
on.
during the introductions. The guy,
Maybe between rounds, he's
guy's
just
walking
getting
around. He's like, "Dude, you're crazy, man.
I gotta stay
Get out of
hype.
here, dude."
Saw that. That's one other thing here. Zhang Weili has a new look. It's
Okay.
quite shocking.
Let's see.
This is reminiscent of hairstyles because you remember like Rose Namajunas, hot with the long hair and then shaved her head. I'm like, eh, odd.
Too
Well,
bad.
this one's kind of doing the opposite here.
Oh, look at this.
So she's got long hair, but looks like 100% a
Way
different woman.
better. Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't look
And
good with short hair. Looks much. Yeah, wow. Big difference.
even that, I'm like, Jesus, it's crazy.
I think it's the shape of her face. The longer hair helps, like,
Yes.
when
Yeah.
you cut, she has that shape. If it's really short, I think it looks weird. I don't know how to explain it.
Short hair is not a good look on ladies.
It is on
I
some.
hate
It can
it.
be. It can be.
I can't do
Think it
it.
depends on your face shape. Oh, what do I
Oh,
got? I got a couple KOs. I'll show you this, and then I have two KOs and some knowledge left here. Check this out. So
yep.
here's the oop. The fuck? Where did it go? Is this it? I hope this is it. I don't know what's gonna happen when I hit share. So
Okay.
okay, perfect. So I don't know if you saw this, but this dude put his foot in this guy's entire mouth. Just look at this picture.
So
Like,
gross.
eat my fucking foot. Like, how does it? I mean, good God.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to blur this one heavy.
Yeah.
It was UFC something.
Oh, well,
It's all right.
you control the picture and blur out the video.
Yeah, I'll blur it. And I saw this other weird train. I don't understand this. I can't share the volume even though I want to, but it's always these odd training methods. Like, I don't understand what we're doing here.
Oh, what is this?
She's punching a steel bar and denting it. I don't know why the bricks are there to help maintain. Oh, that's fucking your wrist up too, lady.
It's just really stupid. And how is her hand not breaking?
Well, they'll show like an after, like she'll show her hands how fucked up they are after a couple other things. Because I think a guy's. Oh, yeah, punching a sledgehammer. That's smart.
I think this is really dumb. Why are people so dumb?
Exactly.
I mean, I know you can harden your bones and stuff, but good Lord, like, this is just not necessary. Like, imagine that. Ow. Imagine that guy kicking you. That would fucking hurt. It's like
Yeah.
getting kicked with a baseball bat. I think
Exactly.
how they harden their bones is they do years, decades of that.
Yeah, they're grinding on
What is
them
life
with
going to be
two.
like when you're 50? You know, that's just.
You're gonna have 500-pound legs. You won't be able to walk. You'll be like that bodybuilder that he got so big and then he can't even fucking walk anymore.
Yeah. Oh, they did a documentary. What the fuck is his name? I can't remember.
Exactly.
I
I
watched the
could
documentary.
see
It's really
him.
good. Oh.
It's well, the other guy that was training and competing against him was Jay Cutler. But I cannot remember
Ronnie
this guy.
Coleman. Ronnie
Yep,
Coleman.
there you
Yep.
go. Thanks.
Yeah. In that documentary, he's like, they're like, man, now knowing everything you know and how messed up you are at this stage in your life, was there anything you would have done differently? He's like, yeah, I would have lifted heavier weight.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
I
it
was
ain't
like,
gonna change. Those guys are fucking in it to win it.
It's insane how big he was.
Oh, it was disgusting. It
He's
was
still big. He
disgusting.
just can't really, and he
He
still
can't
works
even
out.
walk.
But he
Yeah,
has
he
a,
can't
it's
walk.
better now, but he has a hard time, but he still lifts. It's just nuts.
Yeah. I got like three Twitter leaks and then we can get into some
I got two KOs and some
KOs.
knowledge, yeah. So.
See, I don't know whatever I have here. One, two, three. Oh, can't get away from this one. Sure. Now you can get the Lego bison attack.
Oh, that's epic. I would buy
Fucking,
that.
you got that. This quote, if I don't lose, I'm probably gonna win. Nate Landmer.
Wow, this guy's really smart.
They making things happen, and then Odyssey this, Odyssey that. You ought to see these ditties.
Oh, that's epic.
Wanna get me one of those or two of those. All right, why don't you kick off the KOs?
All right, here we go. I'll start with this one first. Here is a kickboxing one. I don't know if I can share sound, but we'll see what happens. What do
The
you call
hell?
this? This is
The
not quite a
double
KO.
front
It's like a
punch.
double front flying fist,
Yeah.
somehow legal, not legal. You get the idea. But here's the real KO. So Amado Vargas, he gets thrown out of the ring, right? There he goes.
He looked like he got kicked out too.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? He's going crazy. And Vargas Senior says,
Then
listen, he gives this guy a little piece, and that's it.
nice in the triangle.
Yeah.
I don't like the triangle ring.
No.
No, it's odd. Like a cage. I got one little KO here. I don't know if I can do sound, but we'll try and then.
Oh God. Good Lord.
It was like Pepe.
Let's see
I
that
don't know
again.
if
Are
I
they
got
gonna show it
a
again?
replay. Pepe. And dead.
That was
Dead.
brutal. So fast and accurate.
Exactly. And then, and I'm into knowledge. You got.
Yeah, I think we've seen this before, but it popped up again on my feed and I just thought it was so interesting. The energy shield against the MMA guy.
Oh yeah.
Did you see this one?
Yes. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Guy's like, oh, it's just not working for you. Where's your energy shield, my man?
Like let's reset. Let me refocus my chi
He's
here.
like, okay, I got this.
I'm gonna put he's trying to use his black magic. Tom Cruise using voodoo.
You get the idea. People are dumb. I really don't understand how somebody's that stupid. This guy was having none of it. The other guy's like, okay, you
Are
want me
you sure you want this?
to
Think the forest is gonna stop
I
me?
feel like that's like you. That's you do the same shit. You're like, okay, I'll try to defeat your energy shield.
He wants it. He's gonna get it. So I see it.
Must not be working. You need to like power it up. Let's try again.
Seriously, you can fucking recharge those batteries, brother.
Man.
Let's see. I got a little Kung Fu AI dog here.
Uh-oh. What the
It's
fuck? Oh my God.
a little Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
That's also terrifying.
Yeah, if that was real, I'd be afraid.
Yep. I'll cleanse the palate.
Oh, good
Hey,
Lord.
Kay Hansen. She likes to check in every once in a while. She says hi. Yeah, Mackenzie Dern. La la music. So, I don't know who's posting all these, but thank you, whoever follows her and
Gracias.
posts everything. Make sure
Yeah.
everything stays in check, in line. Yeah, on that note, we can shut down.
All righty. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groot, thanks for playing. Now done.